Welcome back in. Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063 The Game, presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty, where their advanced pay by TJ option can save you thousands when selling your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. And we go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend John Glennon from the Nashville Post. John, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
We are great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. John, your thoughts on each of Ryan Tannehill's three snaps in the preseason game on Friday night. I thought his handoff form looked spectacular out there.
I've never seen him look better. Never, ever seen him look better in that regard. Yeah, I was listening in to you guys talking there a little bit earlier, and I kind of agree. I mean, I just don't see what the need is necessarily, what necessarily, you know, Tannehill benefits from coming into the game and handing off three times. You know, to me, the only theory, I guess, is that you've got a new play caller this year in Tim Kelly. Maybe you just want a few plays to make sure there are no kinks in the system, that everything is smooth in that line of communication between Tim Kelly to Ryan Tannehill. You know, if there's anything that needs to be adjusted, fixed, worked on. Other than that, it's hard to see the point of putting in your starting quarterback so he can hand off the ball three times.
Ryan, I'm going to call the plays like this. How about my voice now? Do you like my voice now, Ryan? This is Tim Kelly.
Yeah, it's I got to say, I mean, Jared's theories, and by the way, one of his theories yesterday is that Vrabel hates you, Glennon. So, he's throwing them out. He got the hot takes going. But I must say, it was a little weird how it all played out, you know? A little weird.
I tuned in too late to get the Jared theory. What's the not on the hating me. But on the Ryan Tannehill, what was that?
So the Jared theory is that, and of course it's always like somebody forced someone to do something, right? Which I reject. But that ownership maybe suggested, hinted, let the people know Ryan's going to be out there, huh? get a little bit more buzz around this game. Jimmy Wyatt comes out with his piece early in the day. He's got a hunch Tannehill's playing, which we all know as soon as that hits the internet. We all know Tannehill's playing, right? I mean, we knew that. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, just go ahead and say Ryan Tannehill's playing. Like, you know, why beat around the bush and, oh, you know, there's a hunch or you know, maybe he plays or whatever. He's going to play, you know.
So have Vrabel? So you're saying Vrabel come out and tell us that?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
But first of all, Vrabel doesn't do that, right? Like, he won't do it. And plus, if Vrabel puts his name on it.
Trying to create a buzz.
This is good.
You're trying to, you know, get people excited about the fact that your first-team quarterback is out there. I mean, do it in a more straightforward way.
But see,
if that's the intent.
But see, if you do it in a straightforward way and you really don't want to play him, then you look like an idiot. You know what I mean? Like, if you're like, oh, Ryan Tannehill's going to play, and then it's like he came out and handed off three times, and like, it's like, why did you tell us that?
He
like,
played?
Why did you, like, why? You know what I'm saying? I think there's, I don't know. I'm becoming Jared right now. Let's change the subject. I'm really concerned about myself.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned on that one, too. I mean, I don't think that people were really trying to create a stir, you know, when it's a, what was it, 95 degrees at kickoff. And it's a preseason game. I mean, are the Titans really expecting a flock of people to turn out, you know, to see Ryan Tannehill play a few plays? Seems like a stretch to me.
So, John, what do you make of the kicking situation for the Titans and how it's gotten to this point? And are there solutions out there that Titans fan can feel any sort of good about at this point when you look at kicker and who that's going to be for this team?
Yeah, what a mess. Yeah. You know, I, and to me, I still go back a little bit to the question of Caleb Shudak to me. And you know, personally, I didn't think there was necessarily a need to waive both Caleb Shudak and Trey Wolf in the first place. I think Trey Wolf was pretty much on shaky ground. I think we saw that coming. But to me, you know, Caleb Shudak, you know, the only egregious error to me that we saw was he kicked off out of bounds, you know, in the first preseason game. But, you know, aside from that, you know, Jim Wyatt, of course, does a great job keeping stats during the preseason. And I think he had him, Shudak, 46 of 51 before they went up to Minnesota for practices up there. And you know, I guess maybe he struggled in the wind in Minnesota. I guess that's one of the theories. Other than that, I'm a little puzzled. You know, I didn't necessarily see him getting slashed, but that said, you know, I think a good guy for them to take a look at right now is Matthew Wright, you know, who was cut by Carolina a couple of days ago. You know, a guy, he was 40 of 46 last year, had, you know, 35 of 37 extra points. He was 17 out of 22 from 40 plus, which is always important. His kickoffs aren't tremendous. I think he had about 40% touchbacks last year, but seems like a good, you know, solid candidate this year. I struggle to see the Titans giving up a draft pick in a trade for a kicker right now. You know, I guess there's a lot of buzz that Nick Folk might be available for a draft pick. But to me, if you're an organization that, you know, would not in the least think about drafting a kicker in the first place, are you really going to go to the length now of giving up a draft pick for a kicker? I'm not so sure I see that.
Well, how do you know that they would never draft one?
How many have we seen? And I know this is a different year. I know this is Rand Carthen's first year, but at the same point, you know, Mike Vrabel, I think, plays a significant role in drafting players too. And I just get the sense, and he has never said this exactly, but you know, I get the sense that drafting a kicker is not high on his priority list.
So do you think that, and we talked about this earlier, John, do you think that he's too nonchalant, too dismissive of the importance of place kicking?
As I said, in terms of the draft as well, and not that every team should draft a place kicker, but the sense I get is, yeah, that he doesn't place a huge priority on the kicking game, on field goal kickers per se. And you know, maybe a little bit more attention should have been paid in the off season in terms of the free agent market, in terms of kicker. You know, maybe the Titans should have been a little bit more willing to pony up instead of, you know, taking Caleb Sudak and Trey Wolf all the way through the off season, and leaving you in this spot right now. Maybe if you had acted a little quicker in the off season, picked up one of the more available free agents, maybe you wouldn't be in this dilemma right now.
John, do you think Caleb Murphy showed enough in the preseason to make the 53-man roster?
I would say so. I think you kind of go by that theory that there aren't a ton of people that have the skills to sack the passer on a regular basis. And while, yes, Caleb Murphy was always playing against reserves in the preseason, you know, he still did what he was asked to do, and that is get after the quarterback. He had four sacks in three games, which not many people are out there are doing right now. So if you've got a guy who has potential in that regard, you know, and can maybe add rotational depth and it wouldn't hurt you on special teams, to me, I think that's a guy that you have to include. And, you know, as I was kind of looking at potentials for the 53-man roster, you know, I didn't find that it was all that difficult. I didn't find that I was, you know, had a ton of unbelievably difficult decisions to keep 53. So I don't know. I looked at it and I saw Caleb Murphy and you know, making it comfortable on the 53. But we'll see.
All right, this offensive line. It's I think clearly the biggest question. Well, place kicker is pretty big too, but. What's your confidence level? What do you think about this line right now, maybe compared to what you thought before the preseason game started?
Well, you know, of course, they did not fare very well in the last preseason game against New England. You know, the running game went absolutely nowhere, certainly. You know, one thing that stands out, though, you know, the pass pro in a small sample size has been, you know, solid for the most part. And again, I'm talking about the first team O-line here, not the reserves who suffered all those sacks early on. And to me, you know, that was such a huge priority for the Titans is bettering themselves in pass protection. Gave up so many sacks last year. Your starting quarterback gets hurt, and that was a priority. So I think, you know, again, small sample size. I'm okay with what we've seen there so far. A little disappointed in that they hardly imposed their will on a bunch of reserves for the New England Patriots in that last preseason game. So I think kind of the jury's still out. You know, as I say, it could be worse. You know, we could have been seeing, you know, the starting O-line, giving up pressures and sacks, even in a small sample size. We did not see that. So I think clearly still the biggest question mark is at that right tackle spot, you know, with Petit Frere out for six games. Is Chris Hubbard the guy? Is he going to come through? I think he's the biggest question mark, biggest shaky block, if you will, on that line. If he can hold, you know, and not suffer too much pressure, you know, I think they got a, I think they've got a chance. I think Dillard, you know, I think was a little bit of a gamble, obviously, when you sign a guy who hardly played last year to a 3-year, you know, $30 million contract. But, and again, this is a small sample size, but I've liked what I've seen from Dillard so far. So I think that's a step in the right direction at left tackle.
All right, Johnny, how are we feeling about Tennessee, Virginia coming up on Saturday at Nissan Stadium?
Well, we're not feeling good. We're not feeling good from the Virginia standpoint. Let me tell you. I think anytime the line starts out as 28 points, generally you're not feeling too healthy about your team's chances. So if I make it over to the stadium, not sure that I will, but if I make it over there, I'm going to wear some sort of shade of neutral orange. That way I could you know, not be accused of not going for my alums in Virginia. But, you know, I could be mistaken easily for a Tennessee fan as well.
You're going to be dressed up? You're going to have a suit on?
Tie. Got to have a tie. What are we doing? Right?
it's only for the first home game. Okay. Only for the first home game.
Okay. All right.
So you think Vrabel hates you?
that is a great mystery to me, as a matter of fact. I try not to think so, but I do kind of scratch my head at some of his answers to my question sometimes.
I think he loves you.
I think he does too.
I think it's just tough love.
I think it is too.
Entirely possible.
We all love
him. He really loves Jared. Maybe that's what
Oh, yeah.
I can't live up to Jared's standards.
That's right. John Glennon from the National Post with us on Robbie and Rex Road. Johnny, great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, John Glennon with us on the program. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll get into the 53-man roster, get into the whirlwind of place kicker that Mike Vrabel addressed yesterday as well at his press conference, all that coming up. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.